Welcome to Nectures Conversation Journeys. We travel to or invite the movers and shakers of the mobility, energy, and climate ecosystem. Listen in and enjoy the talks.
Super happy to be here today, actually, with our very own Rebecca. This is one more series or one more episode of our Nectures Conversation series. So today we've chosen to do it a little bit differently because usually we talk to people who are somewhere in the ecosystem of climate tech and mobility and energy, and they are doing something, outstanding, special. But we've selected someone also doing something outstanding and special with our very own organization, with our very own company. And the reason why I asked Rebecca to be with me here today is because we had a conversation recently where we were talking about one of our guiding principles, and I have to maybe talk about what our principles, and this one of the principles is we care, right? And we care can be very broad, there can be a lot in it. So, but we found that Rebecca, or I heard that Rebecca cares a lot about the relationships to, on the one hand side, the clients that we work with and that she's responsible for. On the other hand, also, she cares a lot about street crowd and our street crowders, specifically in the city of Budapest, where that she manages, right? So, and that's, I think, a super interesting topic to talk about. Because on first sight, that might even be a contradiction. I think it's totally not. And I asked Rebecca to contribute today to share a little bit the passion that I could feel in that very moment, because I think this is maybe something special that we bring to the table, and I think this also a great opportunity for other team members to get a little bit the spirit and the why behind why this is happening, and that's why we have you. So very glad to have you here today, Rebecca.
Thank you very much, Christian, for the opportunity and the nice intro. And for making me nervous on a Monday morning. I hope, I can share my passion and maybe be a little bit an example. So yeah, we can jump in. I introduce myself. I started here as a community manager, doing only community management in Budapest, first with one client, and now this city grew to three clients on board, and I am still managing the community and also am a client success manager. So basically, I consider myself a city manager for Budapest and having 5 years of experience doing that.
Doing that. So you're a veteran. absolutely, yes. Right? Yes. One who's seen a lot and who's seen it all. I think maybe just for the listeners, can you describe, you said city manager, so what are you, what do you feel that you're responsible for in terms of on a day-to-day and day-to-day business level?
Okay. So, in one hand, I try to be the strategic partner of our clients and representing the client's voice in the company, and in order to reach their goals, I am also managing the community, and in some meetings, I am also representing the community. And basically what I do is aligning all the needs in order to manage the performance and deliver value.
When you talk about the community, who is the community in your case, right? I mean, community is like a abstract form of something. But I think there are people behind that abstract form, right? So what is your community like? How does it feel like?
We are talking about thousands of street crowders.
Thousands of street crowders in Budapest. Oh my God. Wow.
And hundreds of them active daily, from students to taxi drivers and elderly people who are just doing it because they enjoy walking, or electric vehicles enthusiasts, tram driver. I know a lot about them, and they are cool people behind the figures, which I steer in the other hand. Mm-hmm. So I really try to understand their drive, because that will lead us to the success.
Yes, I understand. I'm still amazed by the sheer numbers when you talk about thousands and hundreds, right, that are active. This is just amazing to think about. And also what I find astonishing is the diversity and variety of people contributing that you described, right? It's like from every kind of segment, we have people there. You mentioned the drivers. So why they're doing this? What do you perceive to be the drivers in all diversity that exists, right? What makes them engage with street crowd, right? I mean, people live their life, right? And some of them decide to contribute to what we call street crowd.
Yeah.
So what drives them to be part of that?
I think they care about living in a city, mm-hmm. which has this greener mindset. Mm-hmm. And they enjoy contributing in doing it better. Most of the time, it's not the opportunity of making money only, but more like being responsible citizens. Mm-hmm.
So I hear they feel responsible to contribute to something bigger than just themselves.
Yes.
A little bit what it is in?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, it's amazing. Do you hear that also? Like, when people talk about things in terms of, do you hear that element when they talk about it?
Yes. I often hear, because they are so motivated. They would like to do more, and they reach out, mm-hmm. or they share if one of our clients have a cool CSR project, like mm-hmm. planting trees, and mm-hmm. then they. Mm-hmm. reach out and ask how they could contribute, mm-hmm. or if mm-hmm. we think about a joint project to make something cool together with the clients, and it's much more than contributing to a successful shared mobility business.
Yes, I hear you. So it sounds a little bit, there's a little bit of purpose in for them as well, right? In terms of why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. I was really tremendously amazed when we talked about it by your passion for your street crawlers, right? And I think you even called them my street crawlers, so they think they're yours. In terms of, it seems like you really feel being a team with them, huh? Which I really like as an idea. How do you think that? What are the different ways how you care about them at the end of the day?
I think the level of empathy mm-hmm. is different, because I always, when I meet a complex concept or a unique need of a client, I always need to translate into something like an actionable next step, where I know that I need to involve the street crowders. And an easy example, airport. There need to be cars early in the morning. This would require the street crowders' work in the night.
Yes.
So I consider that these people who will get this done will wake up in the night, go there in the night. So I try to incentivize them differently, or I for sure try to ensure that what they do is appreciated, mm-hmm. and it's cool. Mm-hmm. They always know that I'm grateful. I know whom to reach out when I need some harder tasks mm-hmm. to be delivered. And they are also grateful for the opportunity, and they know that what they do is special.
I can hear a tremendous amount of it. So what I hear when you talk about it is you're really going into their shoes. You really feel how it is to do what we want them to do or what we ask them to do, right? And appreciate that with everything that's part of that. So it's more than just a transaction that someone does something and is paid for, right? It's way more than that at the end of the day. Have you been involved also in private stuff from them? Because I assume if you're building up relationships to people, right? Sometimes you're confronted with relationship things. So, do you have an example or a story to talk about?
Yes, years ago, the son of one of our super users was in the hospital and he needed a phone.
Yeah.
And I used the community and we got the phone and it was delivered. So in the hospital there was
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know that.
Didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Yes. What is the feedback? What is the feedback from the people? I mean, to see this happening.
The super users are really close to each other. Mm. So they also have the feeling of belonging to a community. Mm-hmm. And they share everything. They have a messenger channel and I am also there included. And they talk about dating and one of the guys is taking the renting the coolest car for the date and which car he should rent. And
oh, wow.
Good stories.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of empathy, I feel. That's crazy.
It's also demanding and time consuming, so I need to step back sometimes and they understand that too. Mm. But for example, I benefit a lot because whenever something's going on, not in the good direction, or there is a bug or anything, like they immediately reach out to me and I can be proactive because I know about the issue because it becomes a problem thanks to them.
So they also take care of you.
Yes.
And they care about you and make sure that you can, I don't know, you have a good environment.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like this since the beginning. Some of them even know my personal phone number for these cases that if they need to, and they respect my time, they begin with an SMS, if they can call, and it's very nice. Mm.
And I find that truly amazing and truly unique because the framework we're in is supposed to be a business framework, right? But to fill it with personal relationships in a respectful way, like you would deal with friends or family or at least people that are close by and that you care for, that is really amazing. And I think that's for me personally one of the reasons why the community in Budapest is so healthy and so engaged and so robust also, right? Because they're not always easy times. Sometimes it's things are more difficult, but they stay with you because of that relationship. So I really love that, and I think this is really something very inspiring and for me also, because I think there's a lot that I can learn from that approach. In terms of, it's a very open heart approach. It's a very vulnerable approach in a way that. Because you also open your heart to them somehow, right? So there's sometimes risk of being like, well, negative feedback or something that doesn't really feel nice. But at the same time, it enables a tremendous, tremendous way of working with each other. So what I found interesting is that it's not only about the community. Right, so community is one aspect, and without the community, things wouldn't work at all. Right, so this is like a symbiosis between Nectar and Street Crowd. But on the other hand, it's also a symbiosis between Nectar and our clients that we work with. So when we were discussing a very specific example, I don't remember what it was in detail, but I really felt that that ability to build relationships And the wish to do that also is there towards our clients. And I sense this, oh, this is like really, really special. Can you talk a little bit about this?
In my previous company, I've learned that we should be the person who we would enjoy working with. Mm-hmm. So I really want to be in a partnership with the clients and understand their unique needs and what they face. And when I represent them here in the company, I want to ensure that they have the sense of what I feel towards them, that I respect their business, their goals, mm-hmm. and I understand their needs. So it's also listening. And yes, it's not only providing a service, but a partnership, sometimes with a history of 5 years. Mm. So we went through changes in the management, growing the fleet, technical big issues sometimes. So it's like working hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And I want to be available. I want them to trust me and make them know that I want the best for them.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, if I was your client, I would be very happy to hear that.
I hope they feel like this because it would.
Yeah. How do you check on that? Right. I mean, as an aspiration, it's clear you want that to be. How do you check in terms of where are you and how do they perceive the relationship to be? Is there a way to, I don't know, to get a grip?
For example, the being available and this flexibility, I think, mm-hmm. is showing because they can always call me, or experimenting and creating something together is also, I think, the sign of this trust, because sometimes mm-hmm. we are tailoring some solutions to their unique needs and coming up with a new feature,
yes.
together,
yes.
and a lot of experiments together, and learning and failing sometimes together mm-hmm. with them, and then going to another direction and make it better for the second time. So I think it's all the sign of trust, mm-hmm. because we are in an environment where we dare to fail.
Yes, absolutely. Where we allow ourselves, or where we allow ourselves also in the partnership to fail a little bit, right?
Yes.
To be able to learn. It's
yes.
not to fail.
It's not
to fail,
yes, exactly.
But it's fail to maybe learn something out of it and then to
yes.
create something better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I totally agree, or I can hear you in terms of if someone enables you also to go into this and experimenting and maybe fail a little bit, that's very, very strong. Very, very strong sign. If you take a look at your career, at your work in doing that, what is one thing that you're really, really proud of?
Yeah, I know that the tech team calls me too demanding sometimes, or loud even.
Okay.
Like I come up with feature requests, mm-hmm. or I seek help to drive into more data, and it's all teams involved sometimes.
Yeah.
So I need to push a lot, but thanks to this, because I also try to, of course, have the strategic thinking, and mm-hmm. I have 3 clients. I mm-hmm. know that if the result will be something cool, that other clients could benefit, even potential clients could benefit. And if I believe in something, I want to push it through. For example, the recommendation service.
Yes.
Was one of this part of our product mm-hmm. that became actually the mm-hmm. part of the product. Mm-hmm. Took a long time for me to push, and now the client is happily using it and satisfied with it. So
yes, yes, and it was through you pushing towards it, because you were the one that had the voice to actually talk about the importance, right? That's what I hear.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what I can relay is that I'm super proud actually of you being able to create such a tremendous community in Budapest, and not just create it, but also maintain it in a way that it's developing, right? It's not like ramp it up and then it's there. No. It's really developing in different qualities and stuff. And I think that's really, really outstanding. So I'm really proud in a company sense of that. And also I'm proud about the good relationships that you've built with our clients and the trustworthiness, because ultimately it reflects to what is also an aspiration of him for me as a founder, to be of service, to contribute to what someone else is doing, and to maybe make that little bit of a difference at the end of the day to their business, right? In a respectful way, in a way that people like to work with each other, and sometimes, if possible, also to create an iconic experience from time to time to surprise the other one, right, in a way. Because that's ultimately what this is about. Okay. Are you okay if I ask you a very personal question?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay.
I would be interested in your thoughts, why you care so much about other people or about our clients and street crowd and your colleagues and teammates and stuff. I know it's a very deep question and it's a very personal question, but are you willing to share any thoughts on this?
Yes, I am a daughter of divorced parents, mm-hmm. with a little brother whom I needed to take care of, mm-hmm. since I was, I don't know, four, mm-hmm. five. So I think it's deep in me, mm-hmm. this caring. Being the mother a little bit of my little brother. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Later, caring a lot about the parents, it's just like family roots. Mm-hmm. So I grew up caring, and then later at high school, I've been already living in a student dorm. It was a Lutheran dorm of mm-hmm. girls mm-hmm. only, mm-hmm. so everything, yes,
very strict.
Mm-hmm. Having very good teachers there. Who really cared, so they were the examples. Mm-hmm. And since that, I think I'm not even consciously caring, mm-hmm. but this is me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm very happy that it is so, and thank you very much for openly sharing your thoughts on that, because it's a very deep question or deep topic, but. I personally think this is really one of your superpowers. Mm. that is changing the world each and every day for us and for your clients and also for your community. So I'm very, very grateful for you bringing that superpower into us. Super happy.
Thanks.
There is one last question I got for you, and that's a question I ask every partner I do this interview with. So if we take ourselves in a time capsule and put ourselves into 2035, so 10 years from now, right? We're gonna look even better than we look today. Then
hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you see yourself now in 2035 and you look back to the two of us sitting there in 2025, young, innocent, and whatever, right? Do you have a recommendation for us? Anything that you want to tell the two of us in the year 2025?
Do it with joy. This would be the recommendation. Because, especially for me, because sometimes I forget it and get lost a bit in the daily tasks and routine and problems. In the end, everything is easier if you enjoy mm-hmm. doing it.
So do it with joy. And I'll take that, because I think I can profit from that one as well. Honestly speaking, I love it. Rebecca, thank you very much. Thank you very much for spending time with me. Also for sharing your thoughts and sharing the essence of your superpower. It's been a pleasure. Thank you all for your attention and your interest.
Thank you, and thank you, Christian.
Thanks for listening to Lectures Conversation Journeys. Subscribe and tune in again next time.